Good morning. It is Tuesday, December 16th, 2025, at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Tech news: NVIDIA is deepening its influence over the artificial intelligence ecosystem by acquiring SkedMD, the developer of the Slurm workload manager essential for scheduling tasks on supercomputers. The move gives NVIDIA control over a critical component of the high-performance computing stack. Alongside the acquisition, the company has launched the Nemotron 3 family of open-source AI models, signaling a strategic push to compete with other open-source offerings and further entrench its hardware and software platforms within the research and development community. This expansion of foundational tools comes as investment continues to pour into specialized AI applications. Chai Discovery, a biotech firm backed by OpenAI, has successfully raised $130 million in a Series B funding round, achieving a valuation of $1.3 billion. The company is developing foundation models for drug discovery, aiming to predict molecular interactions to engineer new medicines. Meanwhile, the industry is grappling with the ethics and economics of training data. Creative Commons, the nonprofit behind public copyright licenses, has announced tentative support for pay-to-crawl systems. This framework would create a marketplace where AI developers could legally purchase licenses to crawl and use publisher content for training their models, potentially offering a resolution to ongoing copyright disputes. Business news: market futures are down this morning as investors await a delayed jobs report. With the uncertainty impacting the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ, the Treasury yields have stabilized ahead of the data release, which is expected to provide critical insight into the state of the economy. In technology markets, the global competition for AI dominance is intensifying. Chinese AI chip developer MetaX is set for its debut on the Shanghai Stock Exchange, tapping into a market frenzy for semiconductor stocks. The IPO comes as many business leaders express frustration with the current state of AI implementation, citing a gap between the technology's promise and its practical utility, leading to a sense of AI burnout in some sectors. In international trade, tensions are rising between China and the European Union. Beijing has imposed anti-dumping tariffs of up to 18.9% on pork imports from the EU, a move that will impact agricultural markets and could lead to retaliatory measures. World news. On the global stage, the United States has offered Ukraine strong security guarantees following recent peace talks in Berlin. However, the agreement leaves the ultimate resolution of Ukraine's territorial sovereignty unsettled, indicating a complex path still lies ahead in resolving the conflict. In Hong Kong, a court has convicted pro-democracy media tycoon Jimmy Lai in a high-profile national security trial. The verdict is seen by Western governments as a further erosion of the city's autonomy and judicial independence. In Australia, the investigation into the Bondi Beach shooting continues, with authorities confirming the attack targeted the Jewish community during a Hanukkah festival. The event has sparked a national conversation about rising anti-Semitism. Shifting to South America, Chile has elected far-right candidate José Antonio Kast as its next president, signaling a significant political turn for the nation and potentially altering regional alliances and economic policies. That is your briefing for today. Stay focused.